In English, everything that has two legs, like pants, trousers, pajamas, shorts, is always plural. In German, it's not. In German, it's considered one object, and we also use, therefore, is and not are. In English, you would say, your jeans are nice, or whatever. In German, we do not use the form of are, which would be sind, but we use is, because it's considered one object. Welcome to the Better German Podcast. I'm Susi Blümel, a German teacher and founder of Better German. This podcast helps you learn German in a simple and clear way, with useful words, clear sentence structures, pronunciation, and real-life topics from daily life and culture. You'll also get tips for learning German and understanding how the language actually works. And when you're ready, we have a free community and courses to support you even more. So in this episode, we're going to do sentences with the words about clothes in German. We're going to do some German practice sentences with the words from the clothes episode. And we're going to go over the highlights of the last 50 episodes, because this is episode 50 and this is worth a little bit of a celebration, I think. So welcome to episode 50, and the title is Sentences with Clothes, or Practicing the Vocabulary for Clothes. A few episodes ago, this was the episode 46, we had a nice word list about clothes. And this is the one where we're actually practicing the words that we did in there. There is a PDF for this episode, or actually for both of these episodes. You can find it if you go either to the show notes for this episode or the bettergerman.info and then /clothes. And there you will find the PDF that is good, really, for both of these episodes. You find in there all of the words that we covered in episode 46. I already gave you a few example sentences in episode 46, and in this we're going to get this a little bit further. Okay, so simple sentences that you can do with clothes would be, for example, let's do this pattern. We could say something like my is. So first we could put one of the clothes, and then we could say it is either a color or some other descriptive thing, like big, small, or something like that. So how does this look? We could say something like my shirt is white. Mein Hemd ist weiß. Or we could say, my pullover is fluffy. I don't know, that's a word that I keep saying. So fluffy is flauschig in German. Mein Pullover ist flauschig. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few of those with translation. And for now, we're just going to use word. Anyway, I'm just going to give you a few of those. So, mein T-shirt ist rosa. My T-shirt is pink. My skirt is blue. Mein Rock ist blau. My scarf is black. Mein Schal ist schwarz. We have covered adjectives in the episode 44. By the way, that's true for all episodes. If you are like a beginner or not very fluent, I would absolutely suggest that you listen to the episodes from the beginning. And just take some time. These are like a course almost. Take some time. Listen to them. You can listen to them as you go if you're in a car and just listen to them. I always explain everything. But then if you're like more serious and you want to learn something and you want to sit down, then actually sit down, listen to an episode. If there is a PDF that goes with it, download it. You can always find it at the episode show note page. And you always find the episode show notes at bettergerman.info and then / and then the number of the episode. But everything should be linked wherever you're looking or listening to the episode. If you find any dead links, if you find anything that is confusing, just let me know. I'm always happy to update the things. So sit down and then actually go down, work with every one of those PDFs and use them. Of course, if you want more guidance, then you're more than welcome to join me in one of my courses where you will have even more guidance, but the subjects and the way how we're working is going to be similar. You will have more prompts on the exact way how you're going to practice this and so on. You will have feedback and you will have a possibility to upload things and you will have other people that you can practice with. Okay, so let's continue. We're using words from the adjectives episode. I'm going to make another sentence and I'm going to say, my dress is red. Mein Kleid ist rot. Okay, good. And then there is a little bit of a variation. If one of the nouns that we're using has a D article, it's female, like die Bluse, the blouse, or die Jacke, the jacket, then we say meine. Not a huge difference. So mein for words like das Hemd, oder der Pullover, mein Pullover, das Hemd, my shirt, mein Hemd, but meine Jacke. So my jacket is die Jacke, so we say meine. If you want to hear more about that, you can go to episode 5. Anyway, so meine Jacke ist grün. My jacket is green. Or meine Mütze, my hat, it's a soft hat. Meine Mütze ist blau. My hat is blue. Okay. And then there is one more category I'm going to tell you. And this is what we are using for plural. So in that episode about clothes, we also covered the plural. It's all in the PDF. The patterns that I'm telling you, I'm going to add them to that PDF, or I'm just going to have more examples like that, because the examples that are in there at this point, like episode 44, they're not covering all these categories. So I'm going to put all of those examples in that PDF as well. Okay, so when we have plural, for example, my coats are blue. So for are, we need to say meine Mäntel sind. Are is sind. Good news is it really doesn't matter if the word is a der, die, or das word, if it's feminine, masculine, or neutral. It is always, and of course, we can also use colors. And we can use all of the other descriptive words, like big, small, and so on. Now that we've covered that, I'm just going to give you many examples. I'm always going to say the English first, and then I'm going to say the German version. And I want you to repeat both, ideally. If it's hard for you to say the German and you have the time, then just listen it for now if you can't do it. But once you have the time, just hit pause after every one of them and repeat it after me. Keep doing that until it is very simple for you to say these. That is a great practice. Okay, good. So, My clothes are new. Meine Kleidung ist neu. My shirt is green. Mein Hemd ist grün. Okay, and I'm gonna add a few other, not just mine, I'm gonna add your, his, her, but I'm gonna give you translations. His shirts are blue. Seine Hemden sind blau. The blouse is pretty. Die Bluse ist hübsch. My blouses are too big. Meine Blusen sind zu groß. Your T-shirt is dirty. Dein T-Shirt ist schmutzig. My T-shirts are ugly. Meine T-Shirts sind hässlich. My pullover is dark blue. Mein Pullover ist dunkelblau. The pullovers are expensive. Die Pullover sind teuer. The jacket is new. Die Jacke ist neu. My jacket is light green. Meine Jacke ist hellgrün. The jackets are beautiful. Die Jacken sind schön. Sein Sakko ist altmodisch. Okay, altmodisch is a word that I have never mentioned on a podcast before. So, old-fashioned ist altmodisch. It's actually a pretty straight translation. Alt, old, and modisch is in this case fashioned. Actually, modisch by itself would be fashionable. So, I guess a literal translation would be old-fashionable, but anyway, we say for old-fashioned, in German, altmodisch. Okay, the jacket, the top of a suit, the suit jacket, is old-fashioned. Das Sakko ist altmodisch. His jackets are black. Seine Sakkos sind schwarz. Forgive me, sometimes I'm saying it first in German, sometimes I'm saying it first in English. If I say it first in German, try to understand it. In case you don't, I'll repeat it. Mein Mantel ist lang. My coat is long. Mein Mantel ist lang. Dein Mantel ist dunkelblau. Your coat is dark blue. The coats are long. Die Mäntel sind lang. Now we have a word, or there's a few of them, but I'm just going to explain it with one of them. In English, everything that has two legs, like pants, trousers, pajamas, shorts, is always plural. In German, it's not. In German, it's considered one object, and we also use, therefore, is and not are. In English, you would say, your jeans are nice, or whatever. In German, we do not use the form of are, which would be sind, but we use is, because it's considered one object. Same thing, by the way, applies to glasses and scissors. These are, in German, one thing. Glasses, die Brille. This is actually coming later on the same list. Scissors is just an addition. It's die Schere. And I would say, die Schere ist neu. The scissors are new, but literally, it's the scissors is new in German. And this is the correct thing to say in German. Okay, so Hose is also using is. I'm still saying it correctly in English, okay? The trousers or the pants are new. Die Hose ist neu. And the plural Hosen is like separate pairs of trousers. So if I have two pairs of trousers, that's zwei Hosen in German. The pairs of trousers are too small. Die Hosen sind zu klein. Mein Rock ist lang. My skirt is long. Mein Rock ist lang. Her skirts are short. Ihre Röcke sind kurz. The shoe is big. Or, that would be, der Schuh ist groß. Or, I just had to think of a dog. Not my dog doesn't do that, thankfully. But anyway, sometimes they chew on shoes. So then you could say something like, der Schuh ist kaputt. So kaputt is, by the way, an interesting word. I mean, the most direct translation would be broken. But I don't think in English, I mean, you wouldn't really say the shoe is broken. But you can say der Schuh ist kaputt, and it means ruined, I guess. So kaputt is ruined, broken. If it's a dress, it could even be torn, I guess. Even though we have a separate word for torn, zerrissen. So I guess it would be broken or ruined. The shoe is ruined. Der Schuh ist kaputt. Die Schuhe sind rosa. The shoes are pink. I'm getting ready to watch Wicked on the weekend. Or actually, die Schuhe sind rubinrot. The shoes are ruby. Let me know if you like Wicked. Okay. Let's go through the rest of the list fast. I'm not necessarily continue to go do examples with every one of them. I think you get the idea. And definitely download the PDF and definitely make your own sentences as well. Okay, but I'm going to give you a couple of more. So, my suits are dark blue. Meine Anzüge sind dunkelblau. The shorts are too short. Die Shorts sind zu kurz. In German you can say selbstgemacht, like made by myself. Literally it means self-made. So the scarves are made by hand, and we would say die Schals sind selbstgemacht oder handgemacht. Handmade would be handgemacht. Die Schals sind handgemacht. The scarves are handmade. Die Brille ist schön. As I said, this is a word that we use with ist, not sind, so with is and not are. But in English it would be the glasses are beautiful. And then I could say, my underwear is new. Meine Unterwäsche ist neu. All right, so I think you got an idea of sentences you can make. I've said a couple of times, download the PDF. I'm gonna add now. So if you've downloaded it before, I hope you have already practiced. I'm gonna add it. It's gonna be the same. So depending on when you are listening to this podcast, if you have downloaded it before and it has 5 pages in total, including the cover and the end, it's going to be longer. It's going to be at least 6 or 7 pages in total. If you have the 6 or 7 pages version, then it is the version, and it will also say it is the version for episode 46 and 50. The other thing that I wanted to do, first of all, if you are looking to get serious about German, there is a lot of things that you can do to learn German. I've just written an article about that in my blog. If you go to bettergerman.info, you will find it. It's the newest article I have written, and I have gone over different things like apps and videos and so on. So you can look at that. If you want to get serious and you're looking for a course, I have good news. I'm working on a new one. It's actually starting, the classes are starting in February, or the lessons are starting in February. There's different versions. There's an exclusive, like, self-study version. And there is another version where you will actually have regular online classes. Working on this, and there is nothing yet completely online. There's just a wait list. You can sign up for it. But there is a secret in the sense that I'm only promoting it on the podcast and on my newsletter. There is a pre-sale of this going live in the Thanksgiving week, or in the Black Friday week. And in that week, for 10 spots only, you can get the course for 50%. This is a one-time only thing. This course is only starting in February and then again in September, but only this time, one time only, for 10 places, there's going to be a 50% discount. If you're interested in that, you can go there. So the other thing that I promised for this episode was I was going to give you a highlight, or basically tell you the highlights of this podcast. So if you've been following for a while, or if you have started recently, but you did actually go back, then you will have an overview. If you haven't, or even if you have and you want to go like, which one was what? Let me go through this a little bit. So it's my 50th episode. The first episode was actually released on the 7th of September, 2023. Then for a while, I was doing this every week. I was trying to, and honestly, I was a little overwhelmed because it wasn't so easy. I was starting this while I was having a lot of private students and groups, and I was just having the vague idea, okay, how can I help more people? That's when I started it. And then I got an assistant, and we were able to do this relatively good. And then my assistant was moving, and then she couldn't work for me anymore. And then I made a break for a year, and I'm very sorry that I did. And now I'm back for good. So the best way I personally think to listen to this podcast, this is the way how I designed it originally. Originally, I was having the idea of basically delivering a German course for people to start from scratch. And even though this is what it is, if you are not starting completely from scratch and you have learned German for a while, it is still a good idea. Unless you're already completely fluent and perfect in German, then maybe you don't need it. However, if you are listening to this podcast, you probably have the idea that there is still something you could learn in the area of German. So in this case, I definitely suggest you to go back. I'm also telling you why. This is not just for complete beginners, or I'm giving you an example for why. I've had many students that were actually already quite advanced students. Sometimes they knew a lot of grammar and they could make beautiful sentences in writing, but they weren't able to speak. Or they had been attending classes for a long time, but somehow they felt it never stuck. They were confused with the whole very grammar focused type of classes that most of them are. And I did the same thing with all of them, both in German and in English. I went back to the very basics and we were going from there. And the way how I teach, it doesn't take very long because I work on the principle, all the classes that I have, everything in the course and in the podcast is 20% theory, 80% practice. So there isn't a hell of a lot of theory. It's not 500 pages. So they were going back, and then suddenly a few things, you know, the gaps were filled. That's the point. Then things started to click sometimes, and then they were fluent completely fast sometimes. That could happen. So anyway, that's why I suggest you to go back. There is a few highlights in the episodes. You can go back and look at all of them, and they're great. I meant every episode, and I actually was thinking, like, I was recording each one for a reason, and this is really, really the best thing you can do. However, let me go through a few highlights. So there is one that is dear to me. This is called How to Learn German. This is where I explain in a super compressed way how I teach German and why and how you could learn German. This is not about me. This is like how you can learn German easily or any language pretty much. So I'm going to have a webinar, or actually I'm going to have a masterclass on how to really be able to learn a language. This is going to be in January 26. So that's a heads up. So, and then episode 5 is about articles. And I'm explaining what they are, why should we learn them, and things like that. There is another one that I think is very cool. That is episode 8. And this is how much grammar do we need? Another one that I think is really, really cool. So episode 14, I'm going into the whole subject of watching movies, German movies or movies in German with English subtitles or subtitles in your own language. This is a very, very fun way of learning German. I suggest it once you have learned German a bit, but if for some reason that's all you want to do, yeah, I guess you could, and you will also end up eventually learning German. Another one that I think is really cool, episode 24, it's tips to speak German. I go over several tips on how you can learn to speak. And then 28, I think, is a very, very important one. I go over the importance of practice and how much practice you need. Then, actually 35 to 37, I recorded because so many people asked me about cases. So if you are a more advanced student and you never were fully able to figure out the cases and that's what you want to start at, episode 35 to 37 could be a good starting point and the PDF that goes with it. Then we're already in more recent times. I think the numbers one is pretty cool. I love them all. So anyway, episode 43, numbers, also has a great PDF to download. The ones that are relevant for this particular episode probably are describing words in German, like adjectives, big, small, and so on. That's 44. Then episode 40, the colors. I used a lot of the colors. And then episode 30, this is I am, you are, it is. And episode somewhere is the plural. But basically, it's really the close words. I'm covering the plural of all the close words in the close episode. So that's episode 46. Yeah, that is like a little bit of an overview. I think it's a good mix. So if you start at the beginning, you will get theory on how to learn. You will get quite a lot of word lists. You will get words, body parts. You will get word lists, clothes. You will get word lists, adjectives. You will get word lists, words for traveling. You will get word lists for a classroom, things like that. And you will also get basic sentences. And I'm going to continue in that matter. So I will keep giving you new words. Some episodes are going to be about new words. Some episodes are going to be about exercising new words. Then every now and then I'm going to give you tips and ways on how to do this. This is the plan. So absolutely let me know what are you interested in most. Is there specific topics that you're interested in? Is there specific word lists? Is there specific parts of theory? Not because I don't have. Honestly, I have, at least for the next 6 months, it's completely lined up. And I have stuff to talk to you about for the next years, probably. I've been doing this for about 20 years. And I'm certainly not going to run out. But I want you to give you what is most relevant to you right now. So I'm very happy if you let me know. I'm thrilled if you leave me a review. Give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or give me a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this if you like it and tell other people about it. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.